This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
We're talking superstitions. 780-784-7107. Do you actually believe in one specifically or all of them?
When I drive over train tracks, I've never not raised my feet off the ground. I was driving into my Crescent growing up, and there was a black cat that was crossing my path across the street, and I even went to the extent of driving off the road onto someone's lawn because I didn't want it to directly cross my path.
Right.
So I drove in the direction that the cat was walking. That's a true story.
See, I had a black cat cross my path once, but luckily I ran it over just in time.
I don't like that story.
It's not true. We've got Harley, our weekend guy, who pops in Monday mornings.
Hey, good morning.
Do you believe in any superstitions?
I don't watch horror movies in the daytime.
Okay.
What?
Is that one?
I don't know if it's a superstition or I just think they suck that way.
Okay.
But,
the only ones I can get behind, I feel, is like the sports ones. Like saying shout out about a goalie that you really... you know, is having a good performance on the team you like.
Jeff texted in saying, lifting feet when you drive by cemeteries is so the dead can't grab you.
What?
But I thought you're supposed to hold your breath when you pass cemeteries. Have I been doing it wrong for 29 years?
I like how you believe in all these things and you've just made them up. Yeah. Apparently, the advice I give isn't always completely trash. Usually is, though, I think.
I always like to ask you opinions on things and get advice. You're always really good.
I don't know
at
why
it.
People think I'm a moral compass, though. Like,
I don't know. You got it from your mama.
Yeah.
So it was Mother's Day over the weekend. On Friday, we were talking about what you do if you have a baby mama. Do you get them a gift? If you have another person, if you're in a relationship, are they going to get jealous? And we had a text from a listener. I'll leave her name anonymous just in case. But on Friday, she texted in saying, "Hi, Ryder. I'm in a similar situation as you. My ex does have a girlfriend. She's pregnant and now lives with my ex and my kids part-time. It's huge of you to give props to the other guy in your daughter's life. I have to admit that I'm not there yet with the new girlfriend. How did you get over that and move past it? I need advice. I need to stop feeling so angry and like I'm being replaced."
Yeah, I mean, I think just the Coles notes of it were that you'll never be replaced and that there's a lot of love there that can be shared, and that, like, for me personally, I'm very thankful for everything he does in my daughter's life because it's very selfless and she's lucky to have one more person that cares about her well-being. So to try to stay positive with it, that useless negative energy that your mind wants to drive home is blockable, and to try to just stay positive. I mean, put the ego aside and just do what's best for your kid was kind of the advice I gave back.
So we have an update.
Yes.
She wrote in today, "Hi, Ryder. I know it's tough for you to share your personal life on the radio, but because you did, it was a reality check for me, and I was able to do a 180 with my attitude towards the girlfriend. We spent Mother's Day at Horlock Park. I actually talked to her. I got to spend some extra Mother's Day time with my boys because of it, and act a bit less butthurt over the whole situation. You're right about letting go of the negativity. I'm going to try and be supportive and open-minded when my boy's new sibling arrives, but we'll see. I have to cross that hurdle when we get there. Thanks, friend. Therapy didn't help like this did." That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, Ryder, like, you single-handedly made one person have a good Mother's Day.
Yeah, it could have been, like, a terrible Mother's Day.
Very well could have been a bad Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And, like, one specific person. That's so lovely.
Just one, though, because, like, I forgot to call my mom. So.
Ryder, you did not.
I'm just kidding. You're looking for a summer job? I might have the coolest one ever for you to apply for. A company called Hush Hush is a London-based luxury store and concierge service. Concierge. And they're looking for an employee who will test out a fairly unusual product, a luxury yacht.
What?
And then go to another luxury yacht and check it out and just make sure it's good to go.
Oh, that sounds risky.
How do you mean risky?
Like, are you on the waters?
Yes. You hear of a lot of luxury yachts that are sinking.
You never know.
It's not dangerous at all.
Do you have to remain sober 24/7? That is the question. Because
I wouldn't want to on a yacht.
Can you imagine coming back and hush hush is like, so, how'd you like it? And you're like, I don't remember anything. I think it was good. Yeah.
So it's $1,300 per yacht. And I'm pretty sure because this is a London-based company, that would be pounds, which let's say equals out to about 2,000 per yacht. And you can do 50 per year. So about a six-digit gig, like $100,000 a year.
Wow.
To just go and live on really expensive boats. That even if you're making $100,000 a year, you'll never be able to afford.
I wonder if anyone listening has had a cool job. Like, I know that a lot of us are like, my job's okay or I make good money, but is there something that you want to brag about?
Yeah,
that you've
sure.
done to make money?
Hot mornings, Ryder and Lisa, talking about the coolest job you've ever held down.
Desiree texted in saying, good morning, friends. When I was a student at the U of A, I worked for Labatt Beer during the summer. All I had to do was go from liquor store to liquor store and check the displays. $24 an hour plus free beer.
Whoa.
That's what's up.
I wouldn't even need the $24 an hour. Like, just the free beer I'd sign on for that job for. We've got a Zamboni driver.
For the Oilers.
House, which would be so rad.
That's so cool.
What do you got for us?
I literally ran away and joined the circus. I applied randomly to Cavalia. So that was like the touring horse show that was.
Oh.
They were here twice.
Yeah, I went to that. It was amazing.
Did you go to Cavalia or the Odiseo?
One of the two. It had a lot of horses in it.
Oh, okay. So I was their veterinary technician. So I was basically responsible for all of the horse care and feeding and any sort of, like, if they got scratches or anything, heaven forbid, I had to, like, put some cream on them. Yeah, it was just really kind of husbandry stuff.
And what does your resume say?
That I can legitimately say I ran away and joined the circus.
The internet hates how Buddy is eating his chicken nuggets. We want to hear if you have any odd eating habits when it comes to, like, fairly common food.
Mm-hmm. So this guy posted a video of his chicken McNuggets, and he eats off the skin until they're naked and then dips them into sauce. It makes me uncomfortable, even just seeing the nuggets naked.
I do that with Big Turks. Like, yeah. I'll eat around the chocolate first, or even O. Henry.
Because I don't like the combination of the chocolate with the
jelly,
goo, the jelly goo, but I like them both separated.
I have a fairly peculiar way that I eat jerky, like beef jerky.
Do you just suck on it?
Oh, it's pretty nasty, actually. I chew it up, and then I, like, put it in my bottom lip like it's a dip, like a chewing tobacco. Because then if you, like, leave it for 10 or 15 minutes and then chew on it again, it feels like it got its flavor back.
That's disgusting.
I don't know if that's true.
I've actually done that with bubble gum before, though. When it starts to lose its flavor, you just take it out of your mouth and, like, put it on a counter.
Oh, yeah. Same with pistachio shells.
I feel like everyone has one thing.
Yeah.
Marlo wrote in saying, good morning. When I eat pizza pockets, I slice it down the seam. Eat all the insides and then eat the pastry part last. It's my favorite.
Jessica says, when I make mac and cheese and hot dogs, I'll boil the hot dogs first and then add the macaroni noodles right into the boiling hot dog water.
I mean, why not? You're saving water.
It's true.
Okay, so I'm kind of a freak. When I'm eating, like, Chef Boyardee ravioli, which I still eat as an adult, I like to, like, take the ravioli and scoop up as much sauce as I can. And then I, like, suck the sauce off the ravioli. And then with my teeth, I trim the outer edges of the ravioli.
What?
As I hold it on my fork perfectly. And then I peel the top layer off and eat that. And then I'll eat, like, the fake meat inside. And then I'll take, like, the last bottom layer of pasta and, like, scoop up some more sauce and then eat that by itself.
So by the time you get to the second piece of ravioli, is it cold? Because that's quite the process.
Yeah, like, is there any sauce left?
That's the thing. Like, usually you just wolf it down so fast. So I started doing this so that I didn't eat it so fast and I had time to enjoy it because I'd always finish and be so sad that it was over.
I was wondering if you guys could play a song for us.
What are you looking for?
Well, two things.
Yeah, of course we get that on for you.
We're on it. Where do you work?
Oh, I love working there.
Perfect.
Good on ya. What have you done lately that was brag-worthy? 780-784-7107. I'd like to brag about the gift I got for my daughter's mom for Mother's Day. Because I think it was awesome.
Okay, let's hear it.
I got her a gift certificate to the Cat Cafe on White Ave. Because I don't like going there.
Doesn't she hate going there too?
I think so. You do realize, my daughter loves it.
You do realize you started a war, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't wait to see what she gets you for Father's Day.
She started a war. She got me a fish last year.
Oh, and, true.
Which meant I just had to now take care of a fish I didn't want.
It was stinky too.
So yeah. What up now? Enjoy the Cat Cafe.
I love that. I hope it's just an ongoing thing. Every time it's Father's Day, then Mother's Day, we're going to be so excited to find out what you got one
sewer
another.
Sewer each other with gifts, yeah.
Amy wrote in saying, I'm 40 years old, a mother of 6 beautiful children.
Whoa.
I recently started training for my first, get this, bodybuilding competition. I've lost 54 pounds since September and still have 6 more months till my competition. The transformation has been incredible and I'm pretty proud.
Good on ya.
Amy, we're proud of you too.
Amazing.
So I'm 24 years old. I play women's tackle football for the Edmonton Storm. I just got my first touchdown over the weekend. We won 56-0.
Whoa.
What?
So it sounds like everybody got a touchdown.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, on your team.
Two other teammates got their first touchdown ever, too.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Celine.
Good on you, mate. Nice.
Kat wrote in saying, I got this email from my 7-year-old's teacher about her helping a friend that was being picked on during a school-wide walk on Friday. The email said, as soon as Kaylee noticed that this kid was getting picked on from older students, she chose to walk with that student that was getting picked on. That small action made a huge difference for the student at the end of the day. How wonderful is that? You should be so proud.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Nice, champ. Good on your mind.
And kids like booster juice quite a bit, so we should probably hook that mom up with the gift certificate so she can take her daughter for booster juice.
Every Monday we do this segment, so do something good this week and then brag on our show on Monday.
The average person has not made a new friend in 5 years. Why is it so tough to meet new people? You've got a hack.
Yeah, I do.
Fire away.
You just got to join my book club. It keeps growing every time we meet up. It's doubled every time, and majority of the girls that are there have just recently moved to Edmonton. Found out about the book club just by searching the YEG hashtag, which I usually use in my posts. And then they come, and then you'll get more comfortable every time you show up. It's tough, though, being out of your comfort zone. I get nervous at these events, too, and I'm the one hosting it.
I just feel bad for the people that can't read. Like, what are they going to do?
Right? Come and pretend you read the book. Get the audio book. Anything's
all right, I guess
possible.
There are options.
But you know what? Sarah texted in and made a very valid point. Making friends as an adult is extremely hard when you're shy and introverted. And that's why I do encourage people to still come. I don't care if you're shy. Break down those walls. Everyone is so friendly and nice.
And another little suggestion to feed off of what you said is to take up something that's new so that everybody's new to it.
Yes.
Like, your book club is relatively new, so everybody there is going to be in the same boat. Like, I was thinking the Edmonton Stingers, the new basketball team, like, they're brand new. Get really involved in the team. You're going to meet other people that are really involved in the team right off the start. You can say you're OGs.
Right. It's so important to have hobbies because not only are you going to be nourishing your own soul, you're going to be meeting other people who care about something you care about.
About 45% of adults agree that it's very difficult to meet new friends.
Yeah, actually, like that when you were talking about hobbies there, whenever I'm out and I just see some person working, I try and bring up my hobbies. Like, I love pro wrestling. So I'll see a guy and I'm like, oh, hey, did you catch wrestling? And then they're usually, if they like it, they're like, yeah, and I'll give you a deal because only weird people like this, but you seem normal. So let's help out the normal people here. So yeah, just get involved in a hobby and talk about what you like. People like when you like stuff.
Thanks, Harley. Again, yeah. Harley is our weekend host. He joins us Monday mornings on the show.
And he always says really in-depth things like, people like when you like stuff.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.